This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are now standing by for the Eric Kendricks Show here on your home, the Cowboys, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper most every Thursday at 5 o'clock right here during your football season. We give you the Cowboys Player Show, and Eric Kendricks has been great all year long. Can't wait to chat with him about this matchup with the Eagles, how he's feeling and all that. And then, you know, the expressway is coming up in about 20 minutes. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Micah Parsons telling a funny story of running into Jerry at the Las Vegas Super Bowl. Have you guys seen this on Cowboys Twitter last couple of days? I think I can get this in here.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, I was on the side of the road. I was outside the Wynn Hotel. Jerry walks out of the Wynn and goes, Micah, where are you going? Are you going to the game? And I said, nah. He said, you want to? I was like, yeah. So he brought me to the game, and I was like, cool. All right. So Micah just in Vegas. Jerry happens to walk out, head to the Super Bowl. It's a very timely.
Got him in the suite.
Yeah. Says, we got a chance to talk for a few hours. It goes to show you how generous and caring he is. He broke me down about life and football and how he sees the players, how he sees the team, and where he wants to go with us. The fact that he did that with me, it goes to show that our relationship is growing, and he trusts me. Parsons on if it's a good or bad thing to have a team owner that is so close with the players. I think it's a good thing, he says. Honestly, a lot of owners don't care. Jerry cares about how comfortable we are. He cares about this facility. When you walk in the building, it says it's a privilege, not a right to wear the star. I think when you get an owner like that actually cares and actually wants to be involved in this process instead of like, this is a moneymaker, this is about money to me, says his heart is in it. And when someone's heart is in it, think about family. Family doesn't always do the right things or make the right decisions, but you still love them because they care. They actually care about the significance about what they're doing. I thought that was a cool story for Micah Parsons to share. It's one of the stories going viral on Cowboys Twitter here this week as they get set for a big matchup with the division rival Eagles. And the Eric Kendricks Show is now brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Well, you know, we're just we're getting set here for a big Football Friday. Excited to talk with you. How different is it as a defensive player going into a game with the backup quarterback? Anything different for you?
Nah, not really.
How's Cooper been this week? Tearing you guys up or what?
Always, man. I played against Cooper. He beat me, so.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah, that was he had a good run a couple years back, went 4-1. So internally here, with three in a row to the downside, is there any you know, gut check time or any lack of confidence going on?
I mean, it's got to be gut check time. I feel like we need that win, you know, for sure. I mean, it's obvious, but yeah, you know, starts this week. You know, you got to let go kind of, and you got to get back on it, get back on the horse.
What's it looking like it's going to take to slow down Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and the guys?
I mean, we got to stop the run. I mean, I feel like, obviously, we know that they have weapons everywhere, and the run game is a little bit unconventional. You know, they have really good offensive line. The quarterback run is a go. They run, like, a lot of draws and quarterback keepers with him. So you can't forget about them. But, you know, obviously they have 26 back there running the ball, too.
Yeah, what'd you think about that reverse hurdle play there from Saquon? How many times did you stop and rewind that thing during the film watching?
I've seen it more on social media, I would say. It's pretty crazy.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
You know, I feel like, you know, you play football long enough, you've seen some pretty crazy stuff. You know, this league, it harnesses, you know, the best athletes in the world and some of the biggest freaks in the world as well.
How much do you sympathize and feel for that Jaguars players now just gone viral in the worst way possible?
I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You know, whatever. Sometimes you get got. Sometimes you get going.
You ever got like that? A runner ever jumped over you?
I remember there was one time in college. I was going to. It was on the goal line, and you know, obviously, goal line is you're susceptible to have the leapers. You know, jump over the line, and it seemed like a pretty clean fit to me. And I was getting ready to make contact, and I mean, I think he just got super airborne, like way deeper than I thought he was. His name is Kadeem Carey, I think.
Mm. Oh yeah,
yeah. He played in the league for a while, but he did it, and I just watched him kind of like as I whipped
slow motion
to the top. So yeah, I've been got.
How impressed were you by Bijan Robinson last week?
Good back, you know, a lot of really good contact balance. His ability to like. Uses speed, but also slow down and get square to the line of scrimmage. You know, it was really good. I feel like, you know, obviously running backs, one of their attributes is speed. We all know, we all want a fast running back. We all know running backs for their speed, but, you know, you got to be able to slow down sometimes in order to be successful.
Was that a position you ever wanted to play growing up? Did you spend some time at running back?
Yeah, no, I was a position I spent a lot of time. You know, I was a running back linebacker, and I feel like that's what kind of, you know. So when I do feel some of the run fits behind the line of scrimmage, I do feel like a running back because it's like I wouldn't go there, but I would go here. And you kind of sometimes just you don't see him at all until you meet him right there in the hole or wherever it may be. Yeah, you know, my dad was a running back. My brother was a running back. You know, brothers were running backs, you know, and then my brother kind of chose linebacker when he went to college. And, you know, I was kind of like, hey, he's having success at linebacker. Let me go ahead and give that a run.
Yeah, it was a good choice there. Eric Kendricks here with you on 105.3 The Fan. So what's different with, you know, the Eagles this time around based on, you know, teams that you've seen in the past? Are these guys, they're still bringing the tush push to you, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I feel like they have a lot of the, you know, same nucleus, I want to say. You know, obviously, you know, Kels is not there no more, but that was like one of the first things I started watching was the center, you know, see, you know, because I've played so many games against him.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's fast as well. He's very fast, very quick on his feet, you know, very good position blocker, you know, gets going really fast. So, you know, they kind of, you know, it seems like they kind of, you know, got a guy who's in there has good speed, just like he did. So that was like the main thing I was like, you know, curious about going in. But, you know, their line is always, you know, worked together really well, and big boys.
Hey, Eric, okay, you said you're watching Cam Jurgens, the center. Okay, here's my tip of the week, watching him play.
Okay, wait. You we ready can't to- get, yeah. I remember there was a tip last time.
It was special teams. It was a special teams tip.
All right, well,
you were on special teams. But this is a tip about Jurgens.
Do we not want this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, really?
I'm just saying, like, chances are if you know a tip, I know a tip. So
no, I'm
let's
just
not,
I'm confirming.
Let's go tip for tip right
no,
now.
No, I'm confirming. I'm just
no, you don't need to confirm. I do my homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Work. Okay, I'm not. Okay,
so he knows this. Basically, let's.
I was just asking this. Okay, if I noticed this about when Becton touches him, the ball's immediately coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's my tip of the week. That he doesn't wait. Like some of these centers, like put their head down.
Yeah, and bob a little bit.
They bob a little bit. As soon as Becton touches his leg, that ball's coming. That's just watching him, because I was trying to think of like, okay, how do you get off on the football here? Because I was trying to talk to one of my listeners here about, okay, how do you maybe, what do you look for? When you're in these games, do you kind of pick up things of how to get, off the ball, especially when you're playing at your home stadium, that maybe get a little bit of advantage on these guys? That was my tip for you, but for my listeners is what it was.
Eric
laid out on me there, didn't you?
Hey, I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, when you've been watching film in the past, is there a player, and they don't have to be in the league anymore, it can be a team that you're not even playing, but that's given you like the biggest tell, like holy moly, this one saved me here. I was able to make a big time play because of said this during film work.
Yeah, I mean, just that's happened, shoot, countless times, honestly. Little things where you're like, it just a light switch. You're like, oh wow. All the time, to a fault too. Exactly, because like you need to still play things true, If you know and you want to take a risk, you better be right, essentially. Yeah. But I remember there was a game in college where I studied, and thought I knew everything about a team, and they came out and they ran this, and I thought I was for sure right. I ran to the other side of the, and they just ran a wrinkle off of it, and. You can't. There's some things that you can feel as the game goes on, and those are the things I like to lean on. But if you're still trying to get your bearings, if you're not too sure, you got to play it true.
Eric Kendricks, Cowboys linebacker, with us here on The Fan. Your team makes a trade for Jonathan Mingo, a new wide receiver. When that happens, is there an introduction? Have you even met him yet? How does that even work? He plays on the other side of the ball. At what point will you even introduce yourself to him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're different sides of the ball, so I mean, I'll see him around for sure. But he gets introduced to the team.
Pretty chill.
It's pretty chill. It's like it happens. Pretty frequently.
Did things go all right with Justin Phillips? He's back in Buffalo. Said he likes being where he's wanted.
Jordan
Phillips. My bad.
Jordan Phillips. Yeah, I mean, that's that's my guy. I feel like he came in, had a good attitude, big vet in the league. So, I'm glad he's, where he wants to be, I guess.
I saw you had a food question on your Instagram story the other night. Do we have somebody in your circle that is dipping cinnamon rolls into chili?
Yeah, so my wife made chili the other night, and
it's a good time of year.
And I had my massage therapist came over, and I was like, hey, if you want some chili, you can grab a plate or a bowl. And she was like, how about cinnamon rolls? And I was like,
what?
No, we have chili. Like, what do you mean cinnamon rolls? No, we have chili. And she's like, no, have you ever had like cinnamon rolls with chili? And I was like, no, why would I ever do that? And she was like, oh, it's a Midwest thing. I think she's from, South Dakota.
Oh.
So I put it on my Instagram, and I mean, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota. These are like Minnesota. Like these are some of the places that they eat, cinnamon rolls and chili. Like it's a thing. They have it at school. School lunches have it.
What?
Like, yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, no, this is what
it's unbelievable, dude.
I'll do a top 10 at 420 every day, and one of them was like weird food pairings. Like, you've got cheese that'll go on apple pie in Green Bay or Wisconsin. Do you have like a weird food combo that maybe other people would think is disgusting, but you're like, no, dude, try it. It's actually delicious.
I do mayo on my hot dogs, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's, I found out the other day that people think that's weird, but to me, it's like a burger, you know, you put mayo on a burger, but, my wife is Canadian and they dip their potato chips in ketchup, which I think is actually really good. It tastes like fries. Ooh, yeah, which I never fries, really yeah. like. Huh. I never really thought that was a thing, but they actually have like ketchup flavored potato chips.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd have to try that one out. But did you end up putting the cinnamon roll in the chili?
I tried it today. I mean, it just wasn't. I guess you have to be like kind of raised on it. I don't know. Like, I've had French fries and like ice cream. You know, like dip it in the ice cream. I've had that. I've had like, you know, chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good combo.
I get the sweet and savory thing, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. the chili was just kind of throwing me off.
What about pineapple on pizza?
No.
That's a no-go for you?
It's a no-go.
Not into that one.
What about beans in the chili, Eric?
This is another debate, too, that's come up from
one.
This.
Yeah, it's a big
like,
one.
Chili apparently does not have beans in it. It can have beans, but that's chili with beans. I don't know, like, but a chili does not have to have beans, or doesn't have beans. That's what I've heard today. I don't know.
So what's chili
like
con
beans.
Carne?
I do like beans in my chili. So.
Damn, dude.
I mean,
that's offensive here. Like, you come to Texas, and if you're having a chili cook-off or something, you got beans in the chili, they're gonna look at you funny.
No beans. Yeah. You know, it's a thing.
Crazy.
Figure that out today.
Well, best of luck to you on Sunday. Cowboys Eagles 325 at the stadium. Give them hell, Eric. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate it. See ya.
The Eric Kendrick Show brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And I'd never heard about the cinnamon roll chili thing. I love both a lot. You know, I do. I am a bean in chili guy. You know, I didn't realize until I got to Texas that was a thing. Just like Kendrick's. It's like, wait, hold on now here.
Yeah.
It's not. So then my follow-up question, what's chili con carne? That's chili with meat.
Chili with meat, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought it was already meat.
Exactly. To me, chili.
I've never even heard of chili con carne.
It should be, chili cone beans, right?
Yeah, chili cone beans.
Chili assumes the meat is in there. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Yes, and I grew up because my mom is from Jersey, and she, you know, with all the Italian stuff and everything like that, like the I grew up eating chili with beans in it like it was nothing. It wasn't until I got into high school that my friends would look at me funny when we would have chili at the house, and they'd be like, "What is going on? Why are beans in the chili?
Why are beans in the chili?"
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, I guess this is a problem." I wanted the extra protein. You know,
yeah,
I
think just a little bit more great filler.
Exactly.
There, yeah.
You know, otherwise you just have basically a bowl of meat in the red sauce.
In sauce. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the chili to you. That's the chili.
You put some onion in there, maybe some cheese.
I get the beans in there, and then I get the saltine crackers. You know, I like
saltines. Wolf Brand makes, I like that.
Kind of that orange flavored chili Wolf
got
Brand.
Beans in it. It's got some little beef chunks.
Okay. Saltine crackers in the chili or the like a Fritos.
Fritos all day.
I'll go Fritos.
It's usually the like pick your poison.
Honestly, I'm a big cornbread guy. Like cornbread and chili.
Yeah,
for sure. That's
yeah. Mush it up in there, whatever.
Yeah. You ever put with rice and tortilla chips?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's good stuff, right?
No, dude. Okay. Yeah. It's so good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.